Hello, everyone on Blind Cool Tech, or wherever else you might happen to be hearing this. This is Lukewit, probably better known as Dark, or Dark Empathy. And this is my first casting of the pod! Sorry, I've always thought podcasting sounds a trifle evil, like some sort of alien biological process. Anyway. I'm probably, as I say, better known as Dark, or Dark Empathy, because of, on Srith, or audiogames.net, or wherever else you might have encountered me. I pop up all over the place. Now, this is probably a bit ambitious of me, because, you know, I'd done nothing sort of productive today. I'm trying to do a PhD in philosophy, when I can, muster myself to grapple with the texts, which is, so, well, it is part of the time anyway. And I'd done nothing productive today, and I had my box of doom containing my brand spanking new Roland Edirola's R09 sitting underneath my keyboard for the last few days. And I thought, well, I'll get it out and have a quick play with it. My quick play turned into rather a long play, and it's now 3:30 in the morning. But I thought, well, I'm not going to go to sleep until I actually record something vaguely useful. And I'd like to say a big thank you at this point to Jim Fittler and Adele Leverhorn. The very kind lady who recorded the audio menus tutorial, because that obviously means I can have this in a decent MP3 size, which isn't going to terrify people with its gigantic file size when I finally finish it and send it off to Blind Cool Tech to be posted up. So, a bit about me. As I say, I'm a philosophy student. I'm trying to do a PhD. I live in Durham in England, as you might well tell. Apparently I have a very posh accent, people tell me. I don't know why. Apparently, I do. I'm not the least bit posh, honestly. I come from Nottingham, right in the Midlands, which, for anyone English listening to this, will know isn't exactly the most salubrious of areas. Well, at least some bits of it aren't, anyway. There's some quite nice bits as well. Mustn't get sidetracked. As anyone who's read my forum posts will probably know, I do get sidetracked rather easily. Other stuff about me. I sing tenor. I do a lot of stagey typey things. Mostly Gilbert and Sullivan, actually. I might sing some GNS in a future podcast, but certainly not at this time in the morning. I'm liable to have the people next door coming and smacking me on the head for waking them up if I try that sort of thing. I obviously play a lot of computer games, audio games, interactive fiction, some non-audio games as well, if they've got reasonable enough graphics, but we won't go into that. Fighting fantasy online gamey book things, as I say, big fan of Srith. And, read a lot, fantasy, SF. Just reading Wheel of Time at the moment by Robert, mildly sexist Jordan, but still good fun. And, well, that probably is enough personal info to be going on with, I think. Because for my first podcast, I thought just to sort of randomly discourse about me, you know, we could probably put the time and the bandwidth and all the other resources that are going to bringing you this podcast to better use. And the better use I thought we could put to it, I must stop clicking my fingers. Probably going to come out as really bad clicks on the old Roland. Anyway, the other thing I thought we could do in this here podcast is to record a game review. Now, there's various things which I would like to review and which I probably will be reviewing over the next few days, and weeks, months. But because this is quite, obviously quite, you know, early in the morning, and I want to make things as simple and quick and easy as possible, I think we're going to review a simple, well, comparatively simple, quick and easy game. For those of you who've met me on forums, you'd be probably surprised it is not a fantasy game. The game we shall be reviewing is a game that's not been reviewed before, or at least I don't think it has. The game is BG Hearts, produced by a very, very cunning Australian programmer by the name of Mr. Ian Humphreys. And this game is obviously an accessible, in fact it's a self-voicing, it uses Sappy, self-voicing version of Hearts, the card game involving taking tricks and things like that, that we shall get into the whole rule explanation and things in a moment. So, I think it's probably a good idea if we begin by starting the game, and I will explain various things as we come to them.
Menu start and selection.
There is Hal.
Programs menu accessories. Menu audio games. Audio spoonbill games.
I like to index my games. We're in my folder audio games, and because I don't like desktop icons. You can have them if you want. BG Hearts will try and install one, but I'm not a big fan of desktop icons. I like to keep my desktop for things I really need, like MS Word and Outlook Express and that sort of thing. So I tend to activate everything through the programs menu. And in my programs menu, I like to have my games categorized, when I've got more than one game, by developer. So we're in the Spoonbill Software menu, which is the name of Ian Humphreys' programming outfit company thing. I don't know if it is a company, is it? Does he have anyone working with him? Oh, such me. Anyway, that is the name of Ian Humphreys' games producing thingy. And we're going to go into this menu now.
Spoonbill Games menu. BG Boggle Hell.
A very good letters game, which we shan't be talking about.
BG Cribbage.
Probably in the mental state I am, being as it is 3:30 in the morning, I would get it absolutely slaughtered if we play Cribbage. I'll probably get slaughtered if we play Hearts, but it's slightly less likely.
Blind Gamer's Lap.
Again, very good. Solitaire-esque game involving coloured tiles. Solitaire? What am I talking about? Rubbish! Minesweeper. Told you it's early in the morning.
Blind Dash Gamer's Hearts.
Ah, there we are. Before we go into the game, I will show you what is underneath it.
Blind Dash Gamer's Hearts Help.
Blind Gamer's Hearts Help. That is a text file with everything you need to know about the game. I'll be discussing most of the things in the game here, because I like to give a fairly comprehensive review. In fact, anyone who has seen my or read my reviews of audio games on audiogames.net will know I do tend to ramble on a little bit. And for that, I apologise. It's an occupational hazard of being a philosopher. We're great ramblers.
Blind Dash Gamer's Hearts.
Okay, Blind Gamer's Hearts, so bye-bye, Hal.
Welcome to Blind Gamer's Hearts. Hit R to resume your saved game. Hit N to start a new game. Hit Q to quit the program.
Now, you probably can't hear it because it's quite quiet, and it'll probably come out even more quietly on the recording, because unfortunately I've had to face this. We'll see if that works better. Fortunately, I've had to face this slightly away from my speakers. But the first thing you'll notice about this game is in the background we have playing MIDI files, which is one of the nicer things this game does. I've turned my MIDI playback down because I found that at the default volume it was swamping the voice a bit and I couldn't hear what's going on. If anyone's vaguely interested, the MIDI we have playing here is actually not the MIDI that comes with the game. It is a set of MIDI files of Gilbert and Sullivan. It is The Sorcerer, which is a production I'm doing. It's quite a nice way to learn music, actually, playing Hearts. So, So we'll press F1 to repeat what was said.
Please refer to the separate help document.
Oops. Okay, we won't press F1 to resolve what I said. We'll press F2.
Please refer to the separate help document.
Ah, that's what I said.
No cards have yet been played to the current trick.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, okay, we're not... we don't seem to be able to get to repeat of what's been said, but I happen to know that if you press N, you will start a new game, and if you press R, you will resume a saved game. Now, when I was doing a brief test of my Roland, I did try a game of this, so we already have a game saved, so we're going to press R for resuming of the saved game. But since I didn't actually do anything in the saved game, it will be just like a new game.
Select three cards to pass to West. King of Hearts, your game has been resumed.
Right. I love the way Microsoft sounds. It's resumed. It's great. Incidentally, the reason I'm using this rather pathetic excuse for a voice is because I don't seem to be able to get any others working. Hal, which I'm using the Alan of the Dolphin Orpheus voice set for my main sort of speech synthesizer program, which you heard at the start, and you'd probably hear if I do website reviews and other things later on. That does have run files to make Orpheus work with Sappy, but for some reason, whenever I try to run those, it seems to cause errors in a few audio games. But you know, I can live with bad voices. So
your game has been resumed.
So we are selecting cards to pass to East. Now, Hearts is a trick-taking game. Each game is played. You have 13 cards. There are 4 players, and each player has 13 cards. And you play 13 tricks. That's 13 rounds. And the winner of each trick will be the person with the highest card in the same suit that was led. So, for example, if the first card in a trick is a club, then the winner of that trick will be the highest club, and so on and so forth, with hearts and diamonds and spades. Now, as you might imagine, there is something special about this game, by the fact it's called Hearts, which is that hearts are bad. Hearts are evil and nasty, and you don't want to collect them. Because every time you collect a card that is a heart, it will add 1 penalty point to your score. And the winner of the game, the winner of the game among the 4 players, is the person who ends the game with the least penalty points. While the sort of ultimate loser is the person who gets to 100. And that is when the game stops. So the object of the game is to have the least amount of penalty points when someone reaches 100. Now, the other card, besides the hearts, that we must be careful of, is the Queen of Spades. You know, if you look up hearts on Wikipedia, you'll notice some very interesting alternate names for the game, including Slippery Anne and Rickety Kate was one of my favourites, and the Black Lady, and we'll say it anyway, Slippery Bitch. Of course, all of these referring to the Queen of Spades, because if you pick up a trick that contains the Queen of Spades, you will accumulate 13 penalty points. That's 13 bad points to you. Now, the final rule in Hearts that I probably need to mention, though it doesn't come up too often, but you need to watch out for it just in case it does, is what is called shooting the moon. This always amuses me. I always think of someone with a big bazooka sort of, aiming it at the moon and going kapoof. But actually, what it means in terms of Hearts is if you collect all the 13 hearts cards, that's the ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, king, and the queen of spades, you will not get any penalty points at all, and everyone else will score 36 penalty points. That's all three other players will score 36? 26. All three other players will score 26 penalty points if you happen to shoot the moon. And obviously you don't want one of the other players to do that. It doesn't usually come up because you have to have a very good hand to be able to try it. You have to have a particular hand with lots of hearts and high cards, but I thought I'd mention it while we were discussing rules. So, if you're not familiar with hearts or with trick-taking card games in general, this has probably been a trifle on the confusing side. But I think probably the best way to explain is to show you. Now, the players in the game, in this version of the game, are called North, South, East and West. And I am the human player in any version of the game will be South. So we are selecting cards to pass to West. Oh, that's one thing I forgot. Oh dear, sorry about that. At the start of each game, you pass three cards to your opponent, or to one of your opponents. And someone else will pass three cards to you. What? So obviously, if you've got some nasty cards, you know, some high hearts or high spades, it'd be a good idea to get rid of them. Okay, let's see what we've got.
Jack of hearts, king of hearts, six of spades, king of hearts, six, ten of spades, ace of spades.
I should probably mention here that I am navigating, the cards are set out left to right, and I'm navigating them with my left and right arrow keys. And what's quite nice is the cards are set out in suit. So we're starting on the ace of spades.
Ten of spades.
Aces, they're also set out in descending order, which is quite handy. So the ace of spades was the first, which is, of course, the highest spade out of ten.
Six of spades. King of hearts.
Ooh.
Jack of hearts. Eight of hearts. Seven of hearts. Three of hearts. Ace of clubs. Jack of clubs. Ten of clubs. King of diamonds. Jack of diamonds. Ace of spades. Jack of... King of... Ten of clubs. King of diamonds. Ten of... Jack... Ace of... Three of hearts. Ace of... Jack... Ten of... King of... Jack of diamonds. Ace of spades. Ten of spades. Ace of spades.
Well, I think that ace is pretty nasty because, obviously, if I play an ace and someone plays the queen, I'm in trouble. So we'll pass that.
Selected.
I'm using the up arrow to select what cards I'm passing. And if I don't want to pass a card, I press the down arrow.
Deselected. Select three cards to pass to West.
But we do want to select the ace of spades, so...
Selected. Ten of spades. Six of spades. King of hearts.
I think we'll get rid of him.
Selected. Jack of hearts. Eight of hearts. Seven of hearts. Three of hearts.
Incidentally...
Ace of clubs.
A bit of strategy is the three of hearts is a very nice card because it's obviously low, and some nasty person will, if they're stuck with the lead, will quite often lead a trick with a low heart. So it's quite handy to have a three, which you probably might see in the game.
Jack of clubs.
What happened there is as I was moving from one card to the other, the game hung for a bit. It tends to do that when you're one MIDI file finishes and another starts if you put a lot of MIDIs in the folder, but it's not generally a problem.
Ten of clubs, king of diamonds, jack of diamonds, ace of spades, jack of diamonds.
Now, if I get rid of that king of diamonds, I'll just have the jack. And if I have no cards in a suit, that means that I will not be forced to play a trick in that suit. I can discard perhaps one of my hearts and land it on somebody else. So I think we'll remove that king of diamonds.
You've entered to pass your cards.
And let's pass the cards. Incidentally, when I hit the enter key, the person with the two of clubs will play first. The first card to play in this game is always the two of clubs.
You have received nine of hearts, six of hearts, five of hearts from East. You've entered to begin play.
Yeah, well, could have been worse.
East means two of clubs. It is your turn to play.
Two of clubs. Now, since nobody can actually play a heart to honor the first trick, even if they are out of clubs, it's quite safe to play a high hard, so I think I shall play that ace.
You play an ace of clubs, West plays seven of clubs, North plays nine of clubs, you add one, it is your turn, jack of diamonds, ten of clubs, jack of diamonds.
Now, if I dispose of this jack, I can then... I can then play discard several cards in other tricks, so I can land hearts on people, which is always fun. So I think we're going to play the jack now.
You'll meet jack of diamonds. West plays king of diamonds. North plays ace of diamonds. East plays five of diamonds. North lags one. North leads eight of clubs. East plays six of clubs. It is your turn to play jack of clubs.
Right, we've got to play a club here. What shall I do?
Ten of clubs, ten of spades, ten of jack of clubs.
Ah, well, as we have a choice between a jack and a ten, I might as well play the jack. We might well end up in trouble on this hand if somebody didn't have many clubs to start with, but we'll see.
You play jack of clubs, West plays three of clubs, you add one, it is your turn to play. Ten of spades, ten of clubs, three of hearts, five of hearts.
Now, I think it's probably
seven of hearts, eight of hearts. Nine of hearts, jack of hearts.
Ooh, we've got a lot of hearts here.
Six of spades.
Yes, I think we'll lead with that.
You'll need six of spades. West plays five of spades. North plays four of spades. East plays king of spades. East tag one. East leads three of spades. It is your turn to play. Ten of spades. Jack of hearts. Ten of spades.
Now, unfortunately, I've got to play the ten now, which means I'll probably win this trick, which is... might be a bit of a pest later, but we shall see.
You play ten of spades. West plays eight of spades. North plays jack of spades. North lags one. North leads six of diamonds. East plays two of diamonds. It is your turn to play.
I was
jack
lucky.
Of hearts.
Now, as I disposed of the diamonds earlier, I can now start playing the hearts. So we're going to land the jack of hearts on somebody.
You play jack of hearts. West plays four of diamonds. North lag one jack of hearts. North leads two of spades. East plays ace of hearts. It is your turn to play nine of hearts.
Incidentally, that little smashing glass sound you heard when I played my jack of hearts meant that hearts had been broken. And what that means is somebody can now start a trick with a heart. Because until somebody's sort of played hearts as a discard in a trick, the way I did just then, because I had no diamonds, hearts cannot be played to start a trick. But now somebody can start a trick with hearts. But they've started with spades, and since we're also out of spades...
You play nine of hearts. West plays ace of spades. West tags one ace of hearts. Nine of hearts. West leads three of diamonds. North plays queen of diamonds. East plays four of hearts. It is your turn to play. Eight of hearts.
Ooh. Oh, the four of hearts and the two of hearts are both gone, and I've got the three and the five. That's excellent. If somebody starts a trick with hearts, they're going to be in deep doo-doos. one of the real pleasures in this game, and one of the things I really love about hearts, is that you can get great sort of sadistic pleasure from bombing other players with high cards. So
you play eight of hearts. North lags one four of hearts, eight of hearts. North leads seven of spades. East plays two of hearts. It is your turn to play. Seven of hearts.
Now let's talk about a few speak keys here. Now I'll probably have to hit these F keys to remember what they do, actually. But some of them can be quite useful.
Please refer to the separate help document.
Okay, that's F1, which is supposed to be help, but tells you to go and read the help text file. Now, there's a specific key I'm looking for here. Don't worry, all shall become clear. All shall be revealed.
Please refer to the separate help document.
Okay, that was F2.
Cards played so far. Seven of spades, two of hearts.
Ah, now that was the key I was looking for. It is the F3 key. It will tell you what cards have been played thus far, which is obviously quite handy if you... if you forget what has been played.
You lack zero penalty points. West lacks two penalty points. North lacks three penalty points. East lacks zero penalty points.
That is the F4 key. That will tell you the scores, which is quite helpful. Especially, it's especially helpful, incidentally, if you you want to make sure that a player isn't accumulating too many points to try and shoot the moon. Now, the rest of the keys, shall we go through them? Yeah, we'll go through them.
This is Blind Gamer's Hearts, program designed and coded by Ian Humphries for Spoonbill Software, Albany, Western Australia. Game consultant Zachy Persons, program tested by John Schwery, Tony Powers, Caroline Congdon, Brenda Green and Shane Davidson. Program copyright 2005. This is version 1.0.
Okay, that was the F6 key, which obviously reads all the credits and version info and such. F7.
Games lost, 12. Games won, 4. Latest winning streak, 0. Longest winning streak, 1.
Oh dear.
F7 again, to reset the statistics.
Now, the reason I have so many losses there, incidentally, partly because there's some days when I just play completely badly, but also because if you quit the program without saving the game, or you start a new game after and there's one already saved, it will count the old game as a loss. Now, I have a rather bad habit of starting the new game and pressing N before I sort of consider what I'm doing, which is pretty bad. I mean, I've certainly lost a few games as well, but not perhaps that many.
The statistics have been reset.
I've just reset the statistics because I don't like having that many losses on my record.
The voice speed has been decreased.
Ah, F8 will increase and decrease the sappy voice speed. And Shift F8, I believe.
The voice speed has been increased.
Will increase the voice speed. Oh, sorry. So that's F8 on its own to slow it down, and Shift F8 to speed it up.
Music is on.
Ah, now F9 is a toggle key. It will toggle on the music. If you press it once, it will tell you whether the music's on or not. If you press it again,
music is off.
It does that. But I like my GNS, so we'll have it back on.
Music is on.
F10. Oh. Okay. I thought F10 dealt with the sound effects, but it doesn't seem to be. Oh well, okay, maybe that I'm thinking of another game. It is very early in the morning. Now, I completely forgotten which cards are being played, so it's F3.
Cards played so far. 7 of spades, 2 of hearts.
2 of hearts and 7 of spades. Now, I think we're out of spades, so
6 of hearts, 7 of hearts, 10 of clubs. 7 of hearts.
Let's...
You play 7 of hearts.
Do that. West
plays king of hearts. North lays 1-2 of hearts. 7 of hearts. King of hearts. North leads 9 of spades. East plays king of clubs. It is your turn to play. 6 of hearts.
I think North is going to get really bombed this game. For some reason in hearts, it generally goes that one player gets absolutely slammoed in a round and the rest of the players get off comparatively easily. But as it's another spade.
You play 6 of hearts. West plays 10 of diamonds. North lags 1-6 of hearts. North leads 10 of hearts. East plays queen of clubs. It is your turn to play. 5 of hearts. You play 5 of hearts. West plays 9 of diamonds. North lags 1-10 of hearts.
I had to play half there anyway.
Hearts. North leads queen of hearts. East plays 5 of clubs. It is your turn to play.
Well,
3 of hearts.
Well, once again, I have to play a heart, but... It's not like we've got a problem.
You play 3 of hearts. West plays 8 of diamonds. North lags 1 queen of hearts. 3 of hearts. North leads queen of spades. East plays 4 of clubs. It is your turn to play.
That ba-dong-dong sound you heard. Oh dear, that was a pretty dreadful impression, but oh well. That sort of evil sound of doom you heard was North playing the big bad queen. Unfortunately, because my last card is a 10 of clubs, she is neither big nor bad from where I'm standing. For North, however, it is a different story.
You play 10 of clubs, West plays 7 of diamonds, North lags 1 queen of spades. This round, you lag scored 0 penalty points.
Yay!
West lags scored 2 penalty points, North lags scored 24 penalty points, East lags scored 0 penalty points. Give enter to deal the cards.
And that was our first game. I'll play a few hands of the next round just to give you a better idea of how things work if you're not a Hearts player. And then I will talk about where to get this game, and then we will wrap things up.
Select three cards to pass the least. Eight of spades.
Ooh, no high spades, that's good.
Three of spades. Two of spades.
Ooh, lots of low spades, that's very good.
Ace of hearts. Ten of hearts. Seven of hearts. Two of hearts. Jack of clubs. Five of clubs. King of dime. Five of dime. Four of dime. Three of diamonds.
You know, really, I would quite like to keep this hand as it is without passing anything.
Four of dime. Five of king of diamonds.
Be that as it may, we'll get rid of him.
Five, four of dime. Three of diamonds.
Oh, I love this song, The Invocation. Evil ghosts, arise in hosts and lend me all your aid. Appear. Oh, dear. Sorry. I'm playing Hearts. I'm not singing.
Eight of spades. Three of spades. Two of spades. Ace of hearts.
That can go.
Ten of hearts.
As I believe can that.
Selected. You've entered to pass your cards. You have received nine of hearts, eight of hearts, three of hearts from West. You've entered to begin play.
Ah, that was good. Just more hearts, and since we're again denuded in the diamonds department, we should be okay in sloughing them off.
Mark plays two of clubs. East plays four of clubs. It is your turn to play. Jack of clubs.
I don't particularly mind having high clubs because nothing bad's going to happen on the first hand anyway.
You play jack of clubs. West plays king of clubs. West has one. West leads nine of diamonds. North plays ten of diamonds. East plays eight of diamonds. It is your turn to play. Five of diamonds. You play five of diamonds. North lag one. North leads six of clubs. East plays ten of clubs. It is your... You play five of clubs. West plays queen of clubs. West lag one. West leads three of clubs. North plays seven of clubs. East plays ace of clubs. It is your turn to play. Nine of hearts.
One thing... One other thing I probably ought to mention here... is that the game does come with fairly large graphics, which are quite helpful for me. I mean, I cannot, myself, I can't actually read the cards, because they really are too small, but I can certainly see how many cards have been played, which, you know, which helps, makes things a tad more interesting. Though, as you can hear from this review, it is completely... audio accessible as well, which is quite nice. And to be honest, as I say, if I couldn't play it just using the graphics anyway, because the figures and numbers on the cards would be too titchy. Anyway, let's get to heart bombing. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
East tag one, nine of hearts. East leads four of hearts. It is your turn to play. Eight of hearts.
Oh dear, have we got a low heart here?
Seven of hearts. Three of hearts.
Oh, hooray, we have. Ha ha ha.
You play three of hearts. West plays five of hearts. North plays queen of hearts. North lags one, four of hearts. Three of hearts. Five of hearts. Queen of hearts. North leads two of diamonds. East plays seven of diamonds. It is your turn to play. Four of diamonds. You play four of diamonds. West plays queen of diamonds. West lags one. West leads seven of spades. North plays six of spades. East plays ace of hearts. It is your turn to play. Eight of spades.
Oh dear, a seven and a six of spades. We don't want to get that ace.
Three of spades. You play three of spades. West has one ace of hearts. West leads nine of spades. North plays five of spades. East plays jack of hearts. It is your turn to play.
Well, the eight of spades is okay now.
You play eight of spades. West has one jack of hearts. West leads ten of spades. North plays four of spades. East plays ten of hearts. It is your turn to play. Two of spades. You play two of spades.
Sorry, West.
West has one ten of hearts. West leads eight of clubs. North plays nine of clubs. East plays six of hearts. It is your turn to play. Eight of hearts.
West really is having a bad day. I hope West doesn't end up shooting the moon on this round, because I don't think there's a lot I can do to stop it with these cards.
You play eight of hearts. North plays one six of hearts. Eight of hearts.
Oh!
North leads six of diamonds. East plays jack of diamonds. It is your turn to play.
Ah.
Three of diamonds.
Well, as those two went to north, no moon shots for West.
You play three of diamonds. West plays queen of spades. East has one queen of spades. East leads king of diamonds. It is your turn to play. Seven of hearts. You play seven of hearts. West plays king of hearts. North plays ace of spades. East has one seven of hearts. King of hearts. East leads ace of diamonds. It is your turn to play. Two of hearts. You play two of hearts. West plays jack of spades. North plays king of spades. East has one two of hearts. This round, you have scored 0 penalty points. West has scored 3 penalty points. North has scored 6 penalty points. East has scored 17 penalty points. Give enter to deal the cards.
Well, there we go. And I think I'm going to quit while I'm ahead before I end up getting in trouble. So we're going to press S.
Your game had been saved and the current game had been closed.
And,
hit N to start a new game. Hit R to resume your saved game. Hit Q to quit the program.
Let's hope I remember not to press N when I restart the game. Otherwise I'll start accumulating losses. And to lose that game would be bad, as I'm so ahead at the moment. Okay. So, bye-bye to BG Hearts.
Thank you for playing Blind Gamer's Hearts.
Now, where to get this game? Well, we had better go and find the old web address, because I can't remember it. And, as I say, it's probably now about 4 o'clock in the morning. So, probably not a good idea for me to try and get it wrong. So, we'll go and find it.
Menu start, no selection. Favorites menu, audio games menu, Ubisoft, blind, cool, tech pod, blind gamers.
Blind gamers, now that's the fella we want.
Menu, blue properties, blind gamers properties, property sheet, general, L. www.omninet.net/tildeherhunt/blindgamers.htm edit area.
Oh dear, that was a bit complicated.
No selection, http://.
So.
/tildeirhumph/blindgamers.html/.
And then to get to the his series of accessible games /blindgamers. Okay, there we go. Incidentally, to get these games, you don't download them from his site. You have to send him an email, which means you're on the mailing list and you get a very nice message from him, as well as a zip file containing the game. So I should probably go and find you his email address, which I'm sure I have knocking around somewhere.
Start button. Control. Inbox out. Contacts Alice Robinson.
So we're in Outlook Express here, and
Hi.
Ooh. Okay, we don't have his email address here. I thought we did, but we don't.
Hi.
His email address is something to do with his name, Ian Humphreys. Never mind, we shall go on his website and find it.
Start button. Menu start, no.
You can tell how much preparation I did for this. I would promise that my future podcasts will be more organized. But that's a promise I could never, ever, ever keep.
Favorites menu, audio games, audio habit, blind gamers, my view menu, Microsoft Internet Explorer, file, Microsoft Internet Explorer, file down area, virtual focus toolbar, live focus down area, the restore button, this page is devoted, bottom, top, top,
oh,
bottom.
Bloody Internet Explorer toolbars. Oh, excuse my French.
Live tool button, customize menu, but custom auto links, auto dash hide selected, HD viewer tool, auto dash hide, HDD area virtual focus, blind get home link about us, what from new pack, top boat link, slip puzzle of my lost, click it, click it, click it, click bingy, bingy, free, bingy, bing, sky, Urhamp, Omninet, net, all in.
Right, there we have his email address.
Urhamp, Adom, IRHUMPH at OMNINET.NET.AUGAP.
Urhamp.
@omninet.au
for Australia.
U end of line. U end of line.
Okay, that's it. @omninet.au, and send him an email. You know, he's a very nice bloke, and he will send you BG Hearts or BG Cribbage or one of the solitaire games or anything else in the Blind Gamers series you might fancy. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed my first vague effort in the direction of podcasting. I'm sorry it's been a bit haphazard. As I say, this is something I've been wanting to do for quite a long time, but not been able to. Only now, thanks to my nice little Roland and all the people who provided tutorials, I have been. Hopefully next time we shall be a bit more organised. So, well, from me it's either good night or good morning. I'm not sure which. Probably good morning. Yes, definitely good morning. Of course it's good morning. To everyone else. And have a nice time. And enjoy BG Hearts. Goodbye.